Dean Richards Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLora for Dean. And quite a day yesterday for Britney Spears, wasn't it, Cassie?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, it was a great day for Britney Spears, actually, yesterday in court. She was finally given permission to hire her own attorney, which is something that she has vocalized, that she has wanted. And this was in her testimony just less than a month. She pleaded with the judge to finally allow her to hire someone that she wanted instead of the court-appointed attorney that she has had for 13 years. And so now she will be represented by powerhouse Matthew Rosengart, who is a very prominent Hollywood lawyer who has represented Sean Penn, Ben Affleck, Steven Spielberg, and he's ready to fight for Britney. And so this is a major win for Britney in her conservatorship case yesterday in court in Los Angeles. And the other update coming out of the court yesterday was that we heard from Britney again, which we did not know if she was going to speak or not, and she did. And she actually got quite emotional telling the judge that she has plans to file charges against her father for conservatorship abuse. So those are pretty much the two big updates that we saw in the Britney case yesterday. And to celebrate the news, Britney actually took to Instagram using the Free Britney hashtag, and that's the first time we've ever seen that. She said that she feels so much gratitude, and she was blessed, and she was really excited for new, real representation. And so this is a really good step for Britney, getting to a point where she can have a little bit more basic human rights.
I was reading that there were only about 75 seats in the courtroom, and people were lining up in the wee hours of the morning to get in there. And Britney mm-hmm. Spears initially told the judge she wanted the courtroom cleared, but then a mm-hmm. few minutes later, she changed her mind and said she didn't mind if the courtroom was open.
Yes, you are correct. There were a few members of the media who were allowed in as well, but no phones were allowed. Everyone had to go old school and write on a pen and paper mm-hmm. what the updates were coming out of there. But it was a wild day in court, but a good one for Britney Spears.
Another court case we can talk about: Tiger King's Joe Exotic. We remember him from the beginning of the pandemic when we had nothing else to watch. What's going on with him?
Yeah, this is a shocker. Yesterday, no one woke up yesterday and anticipated this to happen, but basically Joseph Maldonado Passage, aka Joe Exotic, his sentence has been vacated by the court, but he's not a free man. He has to remain behind bars as he awaits resentencing. So again, he's not free. The courts have to resentence him because basically what happened was they didn't group together the claims against him. And so now they have to reverse that and resentence him. Originally, he was sentenced to serve 22 years in prison for the plot against Carol Baskin, as well as other crimes, which included killing tigers to make room for more at his exotic animal park. Of course, everyone knows kind of how all of this played out between the show on Netflix and then after when he was arrested. But a judge for Oklahoma's 10th District Court says that he has to remain in prison until his resentencing, which we don't know when that is, but we'll keep you updated when it does happen.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. And we're hearing about another new program that Meghan Markle is going to produce. What kind of a show is this going to be?
Yeah, speaking of Netflix, wow, great transition there. So Meghan Markle has basically put her Hollywood hat back on. She is going to executive produce a new animated children's series that she created. It's called Pearl, and it will air on Netflix. Of course, she and her husband have a production company, R12 Productions, and they signed a massive, massive deal with Netflix back in September of 2020. And this is really the second project that we've heard of coming out of this partnership. The first is a docuseries. So there's a wide range of content that she and Prince Harry are working on. The docuseries, the animated children's series, I'm sure we can anticipate films coming out of their production company. But in the meantime, this one will surround a 12-year-old girl named Pearl, who is inspired by a variety of influential women from history. And this is very on brand for Meghan Markle.
And finally, we have the latest in the Chrissy Teigen controversy. Now, I haven't been following this, but a lot of people have been. What's happened now?
So basically, over the last month or so, even longer than that, there have been a lot of accusations against Chrissy Teigen for alleged bullying. People like model Courtney Stodden and fashion designer Michael Costello, they've made allegations against Chrissy for bullying, which then led to, you know, how the internet does. They cancel people. And Chrissy was canceled by social media, and she was ostracized, basically. And so now she is opening up, ironically, on Instagram, saying that she doesn't know what to say, but she just feels so weird to pretend nothing has happened in the online world. I do think it's important to note that she has apologized numerous times since all of these allegations have occurred. And then she has posted on Instagram as if her life has resumed, like she'll post photos of her kids or cooking or whatnot, as if life is normal. But now she's taking a moment to just recognize that it's not, and that she feels lost. And she said, "Cancel Club is a fascinating thing, and I've learned a whole lot. Only a few can understand, and it's impossible to know until you're in it." And then she goes on to say that there is no winning, but she's working on herself, and so that's kind of the update from her. But she's struggling through it.
It's Entertainment Tonight this morning with Cassie DeLaura for Dean. Thanks, Cassie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
You too.